When everyone is on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing and context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Welcome to the Simple Sophisticate Podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. I'm your host, Shannon Abels. And whether you're listening on your commute, exercising, working in the garden, or sitting down with a hot cup of tea or a cafe au lait, thank you for tuning in. Let's get started. Welcome to the 204th episode of The Simple Sophisticate. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to build a life network to optimize your professional and personal life. So we're going to meld both of these together because, as we're going to talk about throughout this episode, you can't have one without the other with regards to reaching your fullest potential. So that's what today's episode is going to focus on. And our Petit Plaisir plays into it a little bit as well. It's a podcast that I listen to and subscribe to. And I wanted to refer it and recommend it to listeners who are intrigued with this topic of creating a life network. So let's just get right into it. Now, you may be wondering, what the heck is a life network, Shannon? Well, I started to play with the idea when I had two different pieces of reading information in front of me. The first one was a book by entrepreneur Julia Pimsleur. And she started to talk about networks and women and what we're great at and what we need to be stronger at. And she talked about Harvard Business Review's concept of networks and the ones we need to have in our business lives to be successful. But as she points out, business doesn't happen without a person. And that means we have to bring our personal life into that business. So what I've decided to do, so this article, and I have a link to it on the show notes, this article by Harvard Business Review in 2011 pointed out that there are many networks that we each need to have in our lives to be successful. And they looked at this concept from a business perspective, which would make sense, shared that a manager and leader needs to have three networks to be successful: operational, developmental, and strategic. And I shared actually in a post that I wrote in 2014, this idea that whether we are at work or at home or playing, we are our own brand. And I'll include a link to that particular post about how to build our brand. But how we live our lives is a message to the world at large, and more powerfully to those we share our lives with in our professional and personal worlds. So I wanted to incorporate these networks that Harvard Business Review talked about with regards to business, and I wanted to incorporate it both in not only our professional life, but our personal lives as well. Now, as I mentioned, Julia Pimsleur is a successful entrepreneur, and she came out with a book in 2015 called The Million Dollar Woman. And that was the book that I was reading when I started to contemplate this concept of networking. And she shares that while women tend to have strong personal networking skills, it is their professional networking skills that must be strengthened. Modeling what she encourages her readers to do, Pimsleur's nonprofit and for-profit earnings are more than $20 million. And they demonstrate that she knows how to network and network well. Now, she offers on her online site masterclasses, coaching, and workshops on exactly how to improve the professional networking that she feels women are lacking in, but at the same time, absolutely capable of attaining. It's just not something we have a lot of models for. We have them. We just need to have more of them. Now, this idea of networking, that's the good news. It is a skill, and we can learn how to master it. It is important to note, in order to be successful in our careers, we must have our personal lives well structured as well. And we cannot do it all if we want to do it well. So we must build what I'm going to call in today's episode a life network that will optimize both our professional and personal lives. Today, I'd like to break these three networks down. And while using the definitions of each of the three that were written by Harvard Business Review, I will be applying them to both aspects of our lives, professional and personal. As I examine my own life, I made a list of all the people, businesses, and groups that I interact with through any given year. Some I will see more often than others. Some it will only be once a year, but all of them are essential parts of my life network. I then added a few more to each list that may be individuals most people in certain walks of life need to thrive. Now, there may be other networks you need or have to have in your life, so I have included the definition of each of these three networks so that you can decide in which group they would fall based on what they bring into your life. So let's get right into it. The first network, and they're not necessarily in order of importance because they're all necessary. It's a web. It's a community. It's a three-legged stool in many ways, that tripod. All right, so the first network is operational. And by definition, these are the people you need in your day-to-day life whose work you depend upon. Now, they don't work for you in the sense that they are maybe your hirees. They're not that at all. These are people that do work for you. And when I share with you the list, it'll make more sense. But these are people that you cannot do the work yourself. You have to hire them. And their work with their expertise is what enables you to have success. So for example, this is the list that I've come up with. Your home experts, your house cleaning, if you have that, your maintenance workers, the plumber, the contractor, the lawn care maintenance, all of these individuals are things that you may be able to do some of these things, but maybe you don't have time for them. And the other things you may have no clue how to do, but you absolutely need them in order to thrive and get through your everyday, whether professionally or personally. Now, you also may have an accountant to add to this list. For me, web designers, those people that are doing those skills, those things that I cannot do my business without their expertise. An illustrator for me, for example, an editor for writers, a lawyer just to make sure that you know the legalese and all the different laws and whatnot, make sure you're doing everything properly. Now, a real estate agent is also someone that you're going to want to have in your network. We'll talk about in a second. Even if you're not looking for a house, to make sure you have a real estate agent you trust. Also, someone such as a landlord, if you're renting, the loan officers, bank officers, people that would be involved in those kind of processes with regards to your home and living situation. Your hairstylist falls in this category. Your estheticians for waxing, for facials, for nails, anything with regards to your beauty routine. If you have animals, the groomers for those animals, and of course, the veterinarian, the sitters that take care of those animals when you're traveling or gone. So dog sitters for me, things along those lines, babysitter, daycare workers, the people that take care of your children if they're not family, things along those lines. We'll talk about the family and the friends later on in a different group. And also, the assistants at work. Whether it's a virtual assistant that you use online or the at-the-office assistants that work for you in order to make your life simpler so that you can tend to the tasks that you are the expert in. So those are operational networks to tend to. Now, even if you are not currently in the market, for example, to buy a house, or maybe you're not working on a project with the contractors you will hire, maintaining that relationship or those relationships with those people, being cognizant that it is a relationship and not just a transaction, and being appreciative of it is the strength of your network. When you're aware of that relationship and you're not just taking it for granted, that's going to immediately flip the quality of relationship and network that you have and improve it. And then as you obviously act on it, it will improve it even more. Whether it is the holiday extra tip that you give to your hairstylist or paying, this is a simple one, paying your bills on time when it comes to your accountant, your editor, or lawyer, being respectful of the reality that they are running a business and having clients that pay on time is what enables them to live and work and thrive reveals how much you respect and appreciate the work they have done for you. So it's that, it doesn't even have to be the extra. You don't even have to do extra. It's just being that client that they want to work with again. I think that's huge because it is a choice. It is a choice. All right, so that's operational. The second and third I'm going to share with you in a second because I have two sponsors I want to introduce you to. Today, I'd like to introduce you to ModCloth. ModCloth is an online clothing boutique with a wonderful mission to empower women of all sizes as they dress to suit their individual style. Dedicated to inspiring personal style and helping their community and customers feel like the best version of themselves, ModCloth was founded in 2002 in a college dorm room by high school sweethearts. Since then, the company has grown organically and has offices in San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Pittsburgh. ModCloth's signature label is designed by women for women. What's more, these exclusive looks come in a full range of sizes from extra, extra small to quadruple large. Yes, a full range of sizes. As the recent Simply Luxurious Life's spring shopping guide came out on April 1st, many listeners have asked that I include all sizes. And this site is a destination to shop for exactly what you're looking for as the spring and summer seasons arrive. From vintage style A-line dresses to a lovely weekend bag made with stripes and faux leather for less than $70, the getaway season has arrived and ModCloth is there to help you travel in style. One special complimentary service that ModCloth offers their customers, making sure that they are satisfied and find what they're looking for, is their Mod Stylist team. They are there to answer your questions about complimentary sizing and styling advice. And for some listeners, the arrival of June means wedding season. So be sure to check out ModCloth's bridal boutique, whether you're a bride, a bridesmaid, or the very best dressed guest. As a listener of the Simple Sophisticate podcast, you have the opportunity to get a 15% discount on your purchase of $100 or more. Go to modcloth.com, that's modcloth.com, and enter code Sophisticate at the checkout. Now, this offer is limited and it only runs through June 29th. So make sure to go take advantage and earn that 15% off your purchase of $100 or more at modcloth.com with code Sophisticate, Sophisticate. This opportunity wraps up June 29th. Today's episode is also brought to you today by Shaker and Spoon Cocktail Club. Making a signature cocktail for friends or that casual dinner party you're planning to kick off the spring season is far simpler with Shaker and Spoon's cocktails. Shaker and Spoon has your back with their easy-to-follow recipes and instructions, how-to videos, and precisely measured ingredients all sent to you in their monthly cocktail subscription box. Think Blue Apron for cocktails. As a subscriber, you will receive 3 brand new original recipes created by world-class bartenders each month. For example, I just received their Ryo My Box, and one recipe is created by Carrie Ha of Alclove's Big Bar in Los Angeles for her take on the classic mule. Now, that is a drink that I have been curious to try. But of course, knowing I have the expert guiding me gives me the reassurance that the cocktail will turn out great. Upon opening my box, which arrived at my door neatly packaged, everything, including the limes and the ginger beer, were included along with the easy-to-follow recipe cards. They even show you which glass would be preferred. Thank you! And if I still didn't feel too confident about how to make their cocktails, I could go watch the how-to videos at shakerandspoon.com, which I did just to make sure. The ingredients you receive will be enough to make each of the drinks, there are 3, for 4 people, so 12 cocktails in total. All you have to do is provide the liquor, and they even provide recommendations of which type of rye whiskey, in this case, would be their preference on their website. Just one bottle is all you need for the entire box. And I have some good news for you as listeners of The Simple Sophisticate. You will receive $20 off your first month of their monthly subscription of $50 a month when you use the promo code SIMPLE. Visit shakerandspoon.com, peruse their site, and see which option would be best for you, or perhaps as a gift for someone in your life who enjoys entertaining. And don't forget to enter the promo code SIMPLE. Welcome back. So our first network we talked about was operational, and our second two for both professional and personal optimization for our life network is strategic. Now, by definition, strategic is all about tomorrow, the future, creating opportunities or the fertile soil for opportunities to reveal themselves. Now, sometimes this network will overlap with the one we just talked about, operational. So here's a list of a few individuals that I would include in the strategic: your personal trainer, your counselor, your financial advisor, your doctor, your dentist, so anyone in the health profession that enables you to live well. Supervisors in your field of business. This could be an administrator. This could be a manager. If you're even higher up, it could be the CEO. No one can predict the future, but the longer we are in our fields professionally and the longer we live in this world, the more we understand, if we're paying attention and just continuing to learn from the life that we're living, we will come to understand the causes and effects of events that occur. While we may not know precisely when or exactly how they will unfold, we can know that the economy will indeed ebb and flow. We can know that people retire and new team members will be added. We also know that our good health doesn't just happen, and interest doesn't accrue unless we invest money. Putting the odds in our favor by being preventative with our health, saving intelligently and early for our retirement, building strong relationships with people within our work environment, is being aware that there will be a tomorrow and you will want to put yourself in the best situation possible, no matter what the future holds. So our second life network is strategic, the looking ahead, preparing, planning for the future so that the best opportunities can be presented to you and not the person next to you who has done their homework. All right. Our third and final life network is personal. Now, the Harvard Business Review calls this network developmental, and you'll understand why when I share the definition, but I'm going to call it personal because it is those more intimate relationships where we're going to be opening ourselves up more vulnerably. So these are individuals to whom you can trust to turn to for advice, to whom you can turn to for a soft shoulder or a sympathetic ear. These individuals help you consider best options for growth, improvement, and reaching your full potential. Here we go. First of all, our friends. And in a previous post, I outlined the six types of friends, so to how to create a healthy social circle. And I've included a link to that on today's show notes, so you can dive a little bit deeper there. But our social circle is an imperative part. Yes, of course, in our personal life, but also with regards to our confidence as we go out into the world, into our business world. The next thing is a partner in life. So for many of us, we have a partner, a spouse, a girlfriend, or a boyfriend. And having that partner, making sure that they are a positive part of our lives, is important. Now, if we don't have that person in our lives, that's where we would go then to our friends. And we don't have to have a partner. It's just someone you may have, and what they are able to provide for you and hopefully for you for them is exactly what we want to talk about with regards to the definition of this personal network, someone who you can trust. All right. The third one is a spiritual advisor. Now, this may be someone, if you are have a religious leader. Maybe you have a meditation guru or a yoga teacher that you really like, and they just kind of enable you to relax and give you some maybe abstract insight that you can apply to your life. This could also be a life coach if you ever go into a life coach, someone who, again, you trust and just provides to you an enlightenment or more awareness or revelations. Okay, everyone's spiritual advisor is going to be different. Now, you may not have a spiritual advisor, maybe you have a counselor, but that too would overlap a little bit here. Also, your mentor. Now, your mentor is also included in the six friends to have. This is your healthy social circle. So again, look there for the definition of what a mentor may provide. Another one to include in this list are the equals in your field of business. So in your career, your fellow colleagues, people that are in the same field, doing the same work as you, on the same level of superiority or pay scale or job requirements. For me, that would be teachers and bloggers and individuals who are running their own business. But you in your specific field, who are the people? And yes, you may say, but I'm competing with some of them. I'm talking about those people that you can trust, that would have your back, that you're kind of a tag team. You're helping each other out. Not all your colleagues are obviously going to be that person, but for so many of us, we have that person that we can go to and talk about it. And we have that similar relationship to our careers, so we can empathize and we can vent and we can ask for advice on the level of an equal. And I think that's the most important part. All right. The next thing is to have a relationship with experts in other fields that do not compete with your field, but their business overlaps with yours. Now, this may be someone that you do work with, so it's an operational one as well, but it may not be. It may just be someone who they know your business, you know theirs. You don't consider yourself an expert in theirs. They don't consider themselves an expert in yours. And so you basically are contributing to each other's networking. You're helping them, they're helping you. The other one, and I like this one a lot, it's someone who is a resource, and it may be many people or a few people, I should say, a resource for new information about anything of value. This could be someone that provides industry news and keeps you in the know. This could be someone who provides you with cultural news and keeps you in the know in that regard. It's just, and you, this type of person may have a relationship with you at work in another capacity, but they may not. This is going to be someone different for all of us in our lives based on where we get that information from. But that person and their information is vital. And if there's someone as you go through your life and career that you could be that resource for without getting anything in return, because that's the key. This person is often giving you information and they're not expecting anything in return. Sometimes, and I would say often, this person comes into your life out of their choosing, not yours. And it's just that matter of being appreciative that they've chosen to share this information with you. But make sure you pay it forward. And when you're able, that's the key, when you're able, offer that information to someone else to help them out. So that's your personal life network. The premise of living well is to remain curious and continually seek new information. We are dynamic as human beings. And our world as well is dynamic. As much as we may want things to stay exactly as they are, once we find a way of life that works best for us, we know that everything else is changing, and so too must we, in order to stay privy, as well as to be a student of the world. However, the world can knock us down sometimes, so we must know where to replenish our strength as well as contribute positively to others' lives. So long as we remember, we are always a work in progress and will always have the opportunity to grow should we choose to. This network, our personal network, will enable us to do so in both our personal and professional lives. As someone who appreciates clarity where it is possible to have it, this list, our life network list, helped me not only to be clear about what is necessary to reach my dreams, but also live securely and enjoy life, but also to recognize that we are a part of a web of other people in this world, and we truly do not succeed on our own. While we may have the dream, we need the team to help it come into fruition. While we may bring home the salary that pays the bills, we need to handle the money we work hard for well, so that it serves us the best that it possibly can. Lastly, so long as we are aware and appreciative, we will begin to build networks in all three areas that will improve the quality of our lives. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. It's a little bit of a different approach, but for me, again, that clarity was important. Who are those people in my life? Am I forgetting someone? You know, I think that's the key of making this kind of a list, is saying, wait a second, did I forget someone? Oh my gosh, I haven't been very appreciative about what they provide or bring into my life. I need to let them know what they mean to me. So that's also a way to kind of check in regularly and see, hey, am I continuing to build that relationship? Things like that. Now, I've included a few extra episodes and posts from the blog. You can check those out at the show notes, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast204. And those links to the studies and books that I talked about as well are on those show notes. Now, I'll be right back with this week's petit plaisir, as well as a few reviews about the podcast. Welcome back. Today's Petit Plaisir is a podcast that ties in well with today's topic. So we were talking in this episode about a life network, our personal and professional lives, and how to optimize them. Well, there has been a podcast I've been listening to in the last few months called Secrets of Wealthy Women. And I appreciate this particular podcast because you get to meet the women who have figured it out or who are figuring it out more than wherever we may be on a particular place in the journey. And they're sharing their advice. So talk about the strategic networking. Even if we don't have a one-on-one relationship, these women are going to provide and offer tips and clues and tools on how to navigate to reach our fullest potential. Now, this podcast began in fall of this last year, and it's produced by the Wall Street Journal. And here's just a glimpse of the women you're going to get an opportunity to hear from. So one of the more recent episodes is a conversation with the founder of SoulCycle, Melanie Wyland, and she's going to talk about the secrets to her success and how she was able to create this company, this following, this love affair with a particular type of fitness. So you have women in those kind of fields, as well as you're going to get a chance to hear from a woman named Karen Feinerman. Now, she is a woman in the predominantly male field. She is a hedge fund manager, and she actually shares secret rules for business and life. And it's a great podcast episode that ties in with today's episode. And she shares how she manages hundreds of millions of dollars, all the while raising two sets of twins. Yes, you heard me right, two sets of twins. And that was an episode that was released earlier this year. An early episode that came out last fall was a conversation with Carla Harris, and she talks about how to take on Wall Street. And Bethany Frankel's on as well. There's so many different women from all different walks of life. There's ones from the beauty industries. They're just wonderful in-depth conversations. So the podcast is called Secrets of Wealthy Women, and they have regular new episodes, and I think you might enjoy it. I hope you've enjoyed this week's Petit Plaisir, where each week ideas are shared to make the everyday all the more enjoyable. Tune in at the end of each Monday's podcast, where I'll recommend a book, a film, or a recipe. And this week, a podcast. Anything that is a simple pleasure to satiate your sophisticated taste. Now, before we wrap up, I'd like to share two reviews of the podcast that I wanted to send out a thank you to. The first review comes from KFerg1600, and she shared her review after listening to ML Longworth's episode and Life in Provence last week's episode. And she shares, "I've been listening for about a year, and it makes my Monday morning feel extra special. Your voice, the content, the music, the guests are so thoughtful and help me start my week feeling inspired and fresh. I'm going to France for 2 weeks in June, and I could not be more excited to read Ms. Longworth's novel and buy the Tropezian sandals. Thank you again, Shannon, for doing such great work." Now, first of all, have an amazing time in France. That it sounds like a lovely time to be there, and you're going to have a wonderful trip. But Kate, most importantly, thank you for taking the time to share what you enjoyed about the podcast and what it brings into your life. The second review I'd like to share is from Missy and Maggie, and they wrote, "Love this podcast. I listen as I walk my dog or just sip my tea. It starts my morning off with positive thoughts and inspires me to be my best self." Thank you, Missy and Maggie. Those two things sound like a perfect way to enjoy a morning or an evening, walking dogs and sipping tea. I think we're kindred spirits. Thank you for taking the time to share your thoughts and to share when and how you enjoy the podcast. You're helping out future listeners. And if you listeners are someone who haven't shared a review yet and you enjoy this podcast, yours too could appear on a future episode as a way to let other listeners who are considering tuning in find out what they'll discover. I hope you all have a wonderful week, and thank you so much for tuning in. thank you for tuning in to the Simple Sophisticate podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. For more ideas and inspiration throughout the week, stop by the blog, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com, or pick up the book, Choosing the Simply Luxurious Life, A Modern Woman's Guide, now available in paperback as well as ebook and audio versions, which are available on Audible, iTunes, and Amazon. And to receive exclusive news as well as an extra dose of inspiration to jumpstart your weekend, subscribe to the Simply Luxurious Life's weekly newsletter, which arrives in your inbox each Friday to enjoy with a hot cup of tea or a morning cup of coffee. Until next Monday, I'm your host, Shannon Ables. Bonne journée.